Thank you so much for joining us. You're listening to Issues in Focus. My name is Todd Christopher. I'm the Public Affairs Director for WRVM. Here's an interesting statistic. This is the second leading cause of cancer next to smoking. Well, we're talking about radon. January is Radon Action Month, and that's what we're going to talk about today. What it is, how it gets into our homes, and how we can test for it. Our guest is Katie Enriquez. She's with the Oconal County Public Health. Katie, thank you so much for joining us today.
Hi, excited to be here.
So let's start with this question. Everybody asks, what is radon, and why should we be concerned about it?
Radon is a naturally occurring gas. So it comes from the breakdown of uranium from the soil. So pretty much all of Wisconsin is kind of impacted by this. Radon turns into radium, and then that turns into radon gas, which is what enters your home and what you breathe in. So radon gas enters your home through cracks and openings at the foundation of your home. And radon levels are impacted by the amount of uranium in your soil, porosity of the soil, in the house construction. So each home is different. So your neighbor might have really high levels and you might not, but the only real way to know is to test for it.
Yeah, and we're definitely going to talk about that shortly. It is invisible gas, right? And it's odorless too?
Yep. So yeah, radon gas is invisible and odorless, which is, like I was saying, the only way to really know if you are exposed is to test for it.
And you talked about how it gets into the home. Can it get into water?
Yes, it can get into water, but typically most people are usually exposed more through breathing. It is more dangerous to breathe it in rather than drinking it through water.
What does testing involve?
Testing itself is actually really easy. Basically, the radon testing kit itself is basically this kind of box containing charcoal. When you get the testing kit, we basically recommend you test first in the winter when you're mostly at home. And you basically just put it on a flat surface away from windows at the lowest level of your house where you spend at least 7 hours a week in. So let's say you have a basement and you basically only go to the basement to do laundry maybe once or twice a week, and you spend less than 7 hours there, we would recommend you put it in the first floor where you typically usually spend most of your days in. You then leave it there for 2 to 3 days and send it to the lab, and then we contact you with like the results. So the testing itself is usually really easy.
How often should we test for radon? Is it just once a year, maybe every 6 months, or how often should we?
So the recommended amount, if you test and then it shows that it's less than that, then you only have to test every either 2 or 3 years. But if it's higher, then we would recommend actually you testing a second time right away. And then if that one also is shown to be higher, then we would recommend contacting radon mitigation contractors who will help put basically like tubing through your house, which will air out the radon gas.
Yeah. Are there symptoms if we've been exposed?
Unfortunately, no. Usually you don't have any symptoms until basically the worst case scenario, which would be lung cancer, like you mentioned.
Yeah.
But radon gas is dangerous long term. So at any point, if you test for it and mitigate for it, it should hopefully help lower your chances of developing lung cancer. But yeah, that's why it's so important to test for it.
It is. Finally, of course, we want to get our listeners to a website location where maybe they can find out more information about radon. And of course, they can get their testing kits there in Oconal County.
Yes, they can. For a website I would like to recommend is lowradon.org. That is the Wisconsin Department of Health Services. They have a bunch of information on radon and radon home and your radon in your home and radon mitigation. And for Oconal County Public Health, you can look at our public health website. Under environmental health, there'll be a radon testing kit information. And you can always call our number, 920-834-7000. So you can either come and pick your testing kit physically here in Oconto, or you can have it mailed. Having it mailed will cost $15. Picking it up will cost $10.
Our guest today has been Katie Enriquez from the Oconal County Public Health. Katie, thank you so much for enlightening us about what radon is and the steps that we can take in our homes.
Yeah, thank you.
My name is Todd Christopher. You've been listening to Issues in Focus, issues that matter to you.